Hello, and welcome to another episode of You Only Live Twice with Courtney. Scott is not here because I am away for work today. So I started recording this morning's episode, and well, one, I was all over the place with what I thought I wanted to talk about, and then I got a text completely derailed everything, so I had to stop that one. But it's probably a good idea that I restarted because I feel like this is more important. But basically, today is my birthday. So not going to say how old I am, but it is my birthday. And I will tell you, for some reason, historically, I partially think it's because I was born in February. And the odds of you having like a nice, you know, pretty day out or things like that in February, kind of slim to none. So those odds are kind of not the best just in general. But I generally don't have good birthdays. When I was younger, I would be sick all the time. The amount of times that I had strep throat and had to blow the candles out on my cake by having a paper magazine, go back and forth, at least four or five times. I would forget things at school. I had all kinds of just random stuff that happened. So nothing that was, you know, traumatizing, but just always things happened on my birthday. That's kind of been the norm where I'm like, oh, it's my birthday. People go, oh, are you excited? And I go, eh, well, stuff always happens on my birthday. So last night, again, I'm not at home. I'm away for my birthday this year and I'm on a work trip. And I was getting kind of, as I say, poly pissy pants, that I wasn't going to be at home with Scott and all the kids. And in addition to that, I'm not near any of my friends. My friends are kind of all over the place, California right now, or Texas, depending on the week, Pennsylvania, Florida, different places. And I just was feeling crappy. And before I went to bed, I was like, no, here's the thing. You're going to go to bed. You're going to wake up tomorrow because it's all about your mindset, right? And I talk about mindset different times. I was like, tomorrow's going to be a good day. You can't be sad because guess what? You're here and you're another year older and you're going to be fine because you have positives, like you were on a work trip, which might stink, but you are getting free points at the hotel that you're at and you don't have to pay for your food because work is. And just trying to focus on all the little positives like that. So I woke up. It's pouring down rain outside, but one, I wasn't tired because I got actual sleep because there was nobody waking me up in the middle of the night. And I also was able to go and work out outside. But here's the thing, it was pouring down rain outside and 40 degrees, which people here in North Carolina were saying, you are insane that you worked out this morning. But I went outside and did 3 miles in the rain in 40 degrees because compared to what I'm used to, my perception was that that was more than fine. And I had a great workout. I literally saw one person the entire time that I was outside, also in the rain. Now, they had an umbrella, which would be smart, but you can't really exercise with an umbrella. I feel like knowing my klutzy self, I would somehow impale myself on said umbrella, especially, again, with that whole bad things happening on my birthday. But, you know, I was like, nope, we're going to do this. So worked out, felt awesome. Get ready, look great. And I'm getting ready to go to work. And I was like, you know what, Courtney, you are doing an awesome job. You could be crappy feeling today, but no, you're going into work. You're going to do a good presentation. And that's why I'm down here. And you are just going to have a good day no matter what. This is what you said you're going to do. It's all about your mindset. So I get to work, positive mindset. And just one thing after another kept happening. And there was stuff with contracts. And there was stuff with people changing their mind. And there were things like people at the office who asked me to come down saying, hey, why are you here? And I'm like, because you told me to. even though I'd much rather be at home. And then there were people who were saying, oh, if you have nothing to do tonight, we're going to plan something for you. Which ultimately ended up to, at the end of the day, nobody planned anything. So, long story short, by the end of the day, it just felt crappy. And I was tired, and I was drained, and again, had no plans. And now, it was still rainy, still cold, just blah. So, normally if I don't feel good, I just go for a walk until I get myself out of my funk. I get out in the sun, I go somewhere and do something fun, but don't know the area completely. Literally had nobody to do anything with and just felt like I was in a funk. So I came back to my room and I sulked for a little while and I cried for a little while and was just in all of my feelings. Didn't even order dinner, just had leftovers that I had for my birthday. And that sounds probably kind of sad, and I'm not saying this for pity, but after doing that for, what, an hour or two, because it's now getting close to bedtime, I just needed the time by myself to essentially wallow in my own self-pity. And then I decided, you know what? I don't know how to snap myself out of this right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a shower because I can. I'm going to get in bed and put on a show that I normally can't watch for an episode or two because I can. And I'm going to go to sleep. And whenever I wake up tomorrow, I will start again and try to have that same mindset. Because although today was not by any means a great day, it could have been worse. And there's still positives, and I'm not going to let the fact that today was not the best day ruin tomorrow. So I will chalk this day up to being another subpar birthday and move on, and tomorrow will be a new day. So I say all of this to say you can start the day or your mindset with a plan, and it will get derailed. It might take a day. It might take a week. It might take a month, but whatever that happens, we are not going to let that dictate then how we continue to go on and feel in perpetuity, because it is very easy to just stay stuck in that mindset, and we are not going to let ourselves do that. Is this me telling myself that as much as I am telling you? Well, yes, it is, but I can go back and listen to this myself. So if things feel bad and you can't go and do what you normally do to get yourself out of a funk, sometimes you just have to know that you'll get through the day, you're going to go to bed, you wake up the next day, and you get to start all over again. So that is what I plan on doing. Again, this is not what I had written down for my overall thoughts and plans for the podcast, especially since I have not been on here in quite some time, and I just felt that this message needed to be out there because I can't be the only one that can sometimes feel lonely and sad and stuck and just not really know where to go. And I'm just going to press reset today. And if tomorrow's the same way, press reset the next day. So when in doubt, there is always tomorrow. And you just have to keep focusing on that. So thank you guys for listening. And I promise you, I will try to be on here more often, and my notes shall be better. And hopefully I can have something that's a little bit more uplifting. But in the meantime, this does go with the whole thought of you only live twice, because it's very easy to get stuck in the rut of wallowing in self-pity, and you can't never let yourself do that, because sometimes it just feels good to do that and get it out and then move on. And that's what we're gonna do. So you only live twice, so try to live every day to its fullest and press reset for the next day. Thanks, everyone. Till next time.